And now, with a comprehensive look at local, regional, and national sports news, scores, and highlights, it's Aaron Kauk with the Skinny on Sports Report.
It's good to have you with us for this event.
Good afternoon, Western Oklahoma. I'm Aaron Kauk, and this is the Skinny on Sports Report. Elk City Elks stayed unbeaten in district play on the baseball diamond yesterday with an 8-2 win in Oklahoma City against Bishop McGinnis. Senior Cash Mayfield threw the first three innings, blanking the Irish, surrendering no hits, walking two and striking out nine. Cameron Carlisle came on to throw the final four innings, allowing a pair of runs, scattering four hits, walked two, struck out four. Jackson MacArthur went 3-for-5 at the plate, scored three times. Riley Boyd, 2-for-2 with two walks, two RBI, and a home run. Wyatt McConnell and Bryce Mouse knocked in two apiece. The Elks approved a 4-0 overall, 3-0 in the district. Bishop McGinnis will come to Ackley Park this afternoon. First pitch at 5 for the second of two district tilts. Elsewhere in the 4A District 5 action, Weatherford doubled up Woodward 8-4. Kingfisher swept Anadarko 16-1 and 10-3. Clinton steps outside the district. They lost to Leedy 13-4. Elk City and Weatherford tied atop the district standings at 3-0. Kingfisher's next at 2-0. McGinnis fourth at 2-1, then there's Clinton at 0-2, Woodward's 0-3, and Anadarko's in the cellar at 0-4. Another high school baseball action across Western Oklahoma. Arapahoe Butler shelled Sealing 11-1. Fargo Gage blanked Arnett 6-0. Bingeroni was all over Mountain View Godibo 16-2. Blair whipped Snyder 13-1. Sayre smoked Burns Flatdale City 12-2. Canute blanked Chattanooga 12-0. Navajo handled Cordell 13-2. Duke beat up on Eric 12-2. Sentinel outlasted Hammond 8-2. Merritt whitewashed Hobart 15-0. And Hollis hammered Mangum 18-7. Oklahoma State men's basketball season ended mercifully this afternoon in the pigtail round of the Big 12 tournament in Kansas City. Pokes trailed by as many as 25, eventually fell to Central Florida 77-62. OSU ends their season 12-20. Major questions will abound throughout the offseason as to the future of Cowboys hoops and maybe who's leading it. Check back tomorrow for your daily sports fix right here on the Skinny on Sports Report. I'm Aaron Kauk.